ABC Listen app, your smart speaker, and on AM radio.
This is ABC Radio Melbourne and Victoria
with Bridget Duclos.
While most 14-year-olds come home from school and hit the PlayStation, there is one young boy in the Yarra Valley that spends his spare time making wine. Sebastian Atkins Davis started his wine making at the age of 8 at his father's vineyard and has already produced a handful of highly rated vintages. One of his finest is called Smurlow. Sebastian and his dad, Brad Atkins, join me now. Hello, welcome to you both.
Hello.
Hi. Now, Sebastian, very kind of you. You've stepped out of your school, or it must be nearly lunchtime with a bit of luck, to talk to us. Hey, congratulations. Tell us how this all started for you when you were just 8.
Well, when I was 8, I was helping my father out in the winery. We were writing names on barrels. And my father, I was about to write a name on my on a barrel, and my father did it first. So, you know, as you do, I was a bit annoyed because I wanted to write it on that barrel.
So, yeah.
And then I jokingly said, hey, when can I write my name on a barrel? And he took it at face value and said, do you want to? So I took the opportunity and, yeah, that's basically how it all started.
Wow. And you've been doing it for 6 years. How many sort of different wines have you made? And I love the Schmerlo. What else do you make?
Well, currently released that you can buy on our website or at Steel's Gate. Our website is steelsgate.com.au, by the way.
Oh, good on you. I'm loving you. You're a marketing man as well, Seb. This is fabulous.
Currently released, we have my Merlot, my Cabernet Shiraz, Chardonnay, and Shiraz.
It's just extraordinary. Brad, tell me about Seb, as a little 8-year-old, you know, following his dad's around the vineyard, but to actually go to this point where he's really making his own wine is extraordinary.
Yeah, look, obviously very proud dads here. You know, what Seb said, he started off, which I thought was going to be a little bit of a joke and just to be part of, you know, what we do as a family. And, you know, flash forward, it's something that he's taken quite serious, and each year he's wanting to learn something new.
Wow.
Very thoughtful of the process and very clear on what he wants to do for his own brand and style. And, you know, his wine is very different to ours, which is wonderful to see.
Yeah, so he's really got his own style.
Absolutely, yeah. When we're talking about, you know, what we're going to do as a family and next year, and, I mean, he'll always look to Matt and myself for feedback. And like any child, he'll always do the opposite. But no, it's wonderful. It's great that he's exploring and doing things that make him happy and not doing it for anyone else.
Absolutely. Seb, tell us, how do you do it? How do you work out how to make your wine? Is it through smell, or what is it? What's your special skill, do you think?
I would say it's through grapes, because you can't make a good wine without a good grape.
Yep. Yeah. And you know a good grape?
Yeah, my parents have been teaching me how to identify good grapes based on look and taste.
Mm.
So you can go out in the vineyard before they're ready or when they're ready to be picked, pull off a grape, try one. You can taste, like, you know, the flavor, the acidity, how sweet it is, the sugar level.
That's fantastic. I'm talking to a 14-year-old winemaker, Sebastian Atkins Davis, and his dad, Brad Atkins, from Steel's Gate Wines. And I'm just loving this story. Brad, you actually had a corporate job, and then you and your partner were off to a winery. Is that right? Off to a vineyard?
Yeah, look, while we were overseas working, we had the opportunity to buy the vineyard we now live on. It was very run down at the time, and was always doing that part-time. We'd fly back for vintage, and even when we came back to Australia, still working corporate and selling, you know, our wine wholesale on weekends. And flash forward 7 years ago, we were fortunate to purchase another property just over the other side of the hill from where we are, another vineyard that is equally of similar age, and thought, let's hang up the suit. We're too young to, you know, have any regrets. Let's put everything in.
Are you worried about the day that Seb makes a better wine than yours?
I think that's already happened, actually. I think that's actually happened, and I'm very proud.
Oh, I bet you're proud. Seb, do you reckon you made a better one than your dad's yet?
I think I have, because we've been to wine reviewers before, and my parents have only ever gotten 194 points, and on my first three bottles of wine, I got two.
Good on you, Seb. What do your mates at school think?
Originally, they thought, you know, he must be lying. There's no way he makes wine. Mm. But after a while, it's become like a known thing that I make wine at 14.
Wow. So I hope you're putting a bottle away from every different vintage you make for when you can drink them at 18.
I'm doing that for him.
Are you? So what's the plan definitely. On your 18th birthday, Brad? Take me through Seb's birthday.
Yeah, obviously where we are at the moment, everything is pre-fermentation for him. So when he turns 18, he'll be able to then move on to the other side of the process. So we've got his very first bottle of wine, the Smerlo.
Smerlo.
Which really is quite an extraordinary wine, and his Chardonnay, my personal favourite. Mm. But last year, Seb, maybe you want to say what you started making last year to open on your 18th.
Last year, I started making a sparkling base.
Oh, this is just amazing. Well, yeah. I love the story. I love young, enterprising people. Sebastian Atkins Davis, our 14-year-old winemaker, and his dad, Brad Atkins, thank you so much for joining us. And I'm looking forward for when you get to taste it, Seb, when you hit 18.
I'm looking forward to that too.
Good on you. Thank you.
Sorry, just before I go, Seb will also be at the Good Food Wine Show in Melbourne this weekend. So if anyone wants to come and try the Smerlo, I'll be there with the bottle or two open for him.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Brad. Seb Atkins-Davis and his Smerlo, which is the best name for wine I've ever heard. What was yours? What was your first money-making venture? I'm interested. 1300 222 774. That and these micro stresses that drive you crazy send you over the edge. That's all coming up after the news.
Don't fight the static.